Thank you for calling Fox Builders. Our business hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We are closed from noon to 1 for the lunch hour. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now or press 3 for a directory of employees. Thank you. Dominic, 101. Billy, 102. Rebecca, 103.
Please wait a moment.
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. This is Jarla, Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer I sent you about maybe two and a half weeks ago. It was based on some financing you guys do with a U.S. bank. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes.
Perfect. So you got your pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital. So just wanted to touch base with you and see what you got if, coming up where you might need some financing.
Do you guys do line of credit?
We do working capital. It's kind of like a line of credit in a different container.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking, what do you need the money for?
Just to pay bills.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
How much do you need?
I don't know. I could do 70,000.
Okay, sounds good. What we can do is we can shoot for, you know, what you want, and then if we can, we can get you what you need. So 70 is like what you want, and then like what's like the minimum to, I guess, pay your bills.
Yes, that's what I need right now.
Oh, okay, nice. All right. And do you currently already have a line of credit?
No.
Okay. All right, and what bank do you guys normally bank with?
U.S. Bank.
Okay, and that's the only one you normally use.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. And let's see here. Tell me a little bit about your business. I see you guys are an electric contractor. Do you guys do anything else? You guys do. I know you guys work with the federal government too for some contracting too.
Yeah, we do some construction.
Okay. You guys do the electric, water, the building, just the whole package?
We can, but normally we just do some of the line items, you know, on a restoration. We have built, you know, from the ground up, but mostly something having to do with our trade. It's a variety of things, a great deal of things.
Oh, okay. So it must be, how many employees do you have then? It sounds like you guys have a lot going on.
We don't have very many right now. We have two.
Okay, so like about 10, 20, something like that?
About 15.
15? Oh, okay. I was right in the middle of it. Okay. Do you have any like ongoing projects right now that you need to basically pay for the materials and like the payroll and all that?
Yes. We also do residential electrical for some of the bigger contractors in town.
Oh, okay. So you do the electrical for the contractor.
Mm-hmm. The building.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. And how'd you guys do in sales last year?
How did we what?
Oh, what were your gross annual sales last year?
What were my goals?
Gross annual sales.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm looking.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My My phone has been messing up all day, so I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm just looking for it.
Do you guys have a busy day today?
I do.
You do? Do you handle all the financing for the company?
No, we don't. Last year we made it, and our total income was $1,300,000.
Okay.
9,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so about ballpark 1.4 almost. That's pretty good. And how's this year doing for you guys? Are you guys on track to do more or about the same?
We wanted to do more, but we fell short last year, so I'm just trying to recover from that.
That's crazy. Okay, what happened, if you don't mind me asking?
We had, actually we had a bad year. I mean, there wasn't a lot of jobs out there in the field.
Oh, okay. For the government or for commercial or both?
Both.
Hmm. Yeah, my dad is in construction too, and he said it's about the same thing too, because the economy is kind of shaky right now, so a lot of people
right.
are holding off on the renovations and building new condos and stuff until later on.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also with the election coming up too, so everyone's kind of like, I don't know.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do you guys have a plan in place on how to grow the business this year? Kind of going, bouncing back from last year? Or
yeah,
just kind
do.
Of playing by ear?
Yeah, I'll circle back in a couple months.
We do. We want to pay the actually I have about, I would say about, I want to say 65,000 to 70,000 that are past due, and want to pay that off and
mm-hmm.
forward with we're past just.
Mhm. And these past due, is it your vendors that you use for your materials or payroll or
material?
Material, okay.
Yeah, everything else we got control on.
Okay. It's probably because you guys work, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's probably you guys are working with the government, so you got to have to fork everything out first and waiting for them to pay you.
Everybody's like that. Not like a small business, big business, federal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Some of them, and some of them are like 60-day net, you know, to pay their bills, and some of them don't pay their bills. And
of course.
That's what I'm doing now is working
on that. Okay, and this the outstanding right now you have are like basically net 60, maybe net 90? Something like that.
No. I think after that we should be running. We had we had November, December, January, February.
Mm-hmm.
The builders were still not building. And their bills are still there.
Yeah. How's the, I know a lot of, construction goes hand in hand with, the weather. Are you guys, getting affected by that, or how's the weather like over there?
We did get affected out in the northern part of the state. We had the weather problem the whole time.
Oh, okay. So that probably delayed a lot for you guys too, huh?
It did. And you cannot do that. You have to move that job.
Yeah. Especially if you have a contract on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And have you looked elsewhere for funding already, for the outstanding balance?
I get a lot of people wanting to offer me money, advertisements and stuff, but I haven't really paid much attention. I just haven't had time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, the good thing is, you know, we make it really easy because we know, you know, business owners, small business, are just so busy with everything going on day to day operations. So our application is really easy. It's just one page app, which I can send over to you. We just need 6 months of bank statement and the most recent tax return. And the bank statement you could just download online if you do online banking. Just forward it over to me. I send it over to the underwriter, and we can actually get you an answer on, you know, how much we can give you, and all the terms and all the good stuff in about 24 hours. We make it really easy for you, business owners.
Okay. Just a little bit, like I said. Right now.
Oh, okay. Because today's really busy today for you.
If you wanted to go ahead and fax this stuff to me, I'd be more than happy to look at it and try to pull it out.
Okay, sure. Can I email it to you? It'll probably be easier so you can just pull it up on your email.
It's Rebecca@foxelectricltd.com.
ElectricLTD.com. Okay. Rebecca@foxelectricltd.com?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you in just a second. How would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, it's a 4.
So somewhere lower end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's okay. We work with creditors, ADD, so the important thing, the loans are primarily based on yourselves. So it seems like, you know, from the number 1.4 seems pretty good. So we can definitely do something for you. And then, you know, like, do you have any, like, plan B or anything like that on if you can't get, like, you know, your net in the 60s paid off?
Yeah, I am. The payments are delayed.
Mm-hmm. So the plan B would just be kind of delaying it until you actually get the funding in.
I'm looking at every single vendor.
Oh.
Collecting on my customers, the ones that are owe me, and yeah, I'm getting rid of some of them, I think.
Oh, okay. So you're just gonna get rid of some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I need to go.
Okay, all right, so I won't keep you much longer. I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then I will just touch base with you and maybe later on this week. What's the best time to give you a call so that way I don't catch you in the middle of something again?
Maybe Friday afternoon.
Okay, so like around 1 or 2, something like that? Okay, sounds good. So, give you a call around that time, and then if we can walk through the application together, if you want, and we can get everything squared away for you, so that way you can get your funding for your ARs.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rebecca. It really depends on how you know everything we put into consideration. Then once the underwriters take a look at, you know, your bank statements, your tax return, all the good stuff, we'll be able to get you a rate.
What did it go for?
It ranges from like low mid single digits all the way to like suicidal. It just really depends on, you know, what you look like on paper and what the business looks like on paper. But we put into a lot of things into consideration. It's not like a line of credit. It's actually better than a line of credit in terms of like rate, because we don't base heavily on your credit. You know, from the sounds of it, you know, you have not the greatest credit. So with a line of credit, if you were to get it from a bank, it would be really, really expensive. For us, we actually take a look at other things into consideration, like yourselves, and we base it off of that instead. So I can tell you it will be better than like a line of credit or something like that.
Can you finance it for how long?
We have different terms. We have range from 3 months to 3 years. What type of loan or what type of term would you like? A short one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely can do that for you. So you can get, you know, get rid of it and move on to, you know, move on with your life, basically.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Good talking to you, Rebecca. I'll touch base with you on Friday.